Hey friends, did you know that by default, all pods in a Kubernetes cluster will accept traffic from any source? Now, with network policies available out of the box in Azure Kubernetes Service, you can isolate pods, control egress and ingress traffic, and secure your workloads. Sarya Das is here to show us how it works today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Sarya, who's going to talk to me about isolating pods with network policies in Azure Kubernetes. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for bringing me all the new toys for AKS so I can make my Kubernetes systems more secure. I didn't realize that things were open by default.
So any pod that you deploy has access to traffic externally, and anything can reach it from the internet to the pod.
Mm-hmm. And for development, that makes sense, because I'm just getting a feeling of what's necessary. What's the right thing to do? Do I start open by default, and then when I get closer to production time, I lock it all down, and then just start opening the pieces I need?
Yes, so primarily all enterprise companies have requirements to lock down traffic, mm-hmm. to only that is required and not have everything open. So you want to test this in test and QA before you do it in production as well, just to ensure that traffic is not open either ways. Mm-hmm. And it's just isolated to specific namespaces, or traffic is allowed between only specific pods that need to communicate with each other, and not just every pod talking to every other pod.
And does Kubernetes do this out of the box, or do I need other products or other open source projects to make this possible?
So there are some open source projects. Calico is one of them. We have our Azure Native product also. Mm-hmm. But specifically today, we'll talk about Calico. Calico is a very popular open source network policy for Kubernetes. Most of our enterprise customers use it out of the box with AKS Engine. That is why we decided to bring it to AKS. It's now available to be tried out by many customers. It's an open source project.
Very cool. So you brought me a good demo here. We can actually do this live.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Let's see what you've got.
So primarily what I've got is a cluster that has network policy enabled first, an AKS cluster, mm-hmm. and I'm showing you that, hey, the network profile suggests that there is the network policy with Calico enabled.
Okay.
And then what I have is, I have a couple of pods deployed, a couple of Nginx pods, you can see them.
All right.
Two Nginx pods, and then you can actually see that port 80 is open on one of the port to be accessed.
All right.
So now, like I said, by default, I can go access it. So I have a BusyBox pod here that I've opened up a shell, and I'm going to access it. Now, mm-hmm. this BusyBox pod has a label access.
Okay.
And then all I'm going to do is basically a wget nginx, and I will get back.
So you just did a successful get against that port there on the left, there, the one that's listening on port 80. It's open to everyone. So you've just gone from BusyBox, done a get, to the nginx pod, and it's like, yep, I'm here to anyone.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to restrict traffic.
Actually, if you don't mind, back up for a second because you're moving so fast. So here you are in the docs, basically, and you're looking at a policy here that's explaining how to do this. This is a YAML that describes that pod selector and then the default deny.
Yes. So when you select, the name of this policy is default deny. Deny every traffic, inbound, outbound, and you set it by doing this. Pod selector is good. Match labels is empty.
Mm-hmm. Now, forgive me if this is a dumb question, but is it possible to apply such a restrictive policy that I lock myself out of my own Kubernetes, or does kubectl always have access?
No, kubectl will have access. You are yourself the admin, so you have access to all these files, so you can create them and remove them.
Okay.
And modify them as you like, as an admin.
Everybody
should be able to do it.
I was worried I would lock myself in a room and have no way.
It's a good question.
All right, excellent. Okay.
So I'm going to deploy this. So the network policy is created. If we go look at the network policy, mm-hmm. we should see it. Default deny has been created. Uh-huh. Now, if I go, in fact, I want to time it out. So I am selecting a get with timeout equal to 5 seconds.
Okay.
So now if I do the same thing.
I see. So it won't try forever.
No. It won't try.
Interesting. Now, on the left-hand side, there's a thing that says pod selector. By saying none, that means all pods?
Yes.
Okay.
So all pods are not allowed to any outbound or inbound traffic.
Interesting. Okay.
So now I've successfully demoed that a default deny denies any access to pods inside that namespace. Now what I'm going to do is allow access with specific labels.
Mm.
So I'm going to create this network policy and the label that is there is run Nginx, and it will only accept traffic from a pod that has this label,
run and access. The label, the concept of labels, this is a Kubernetes thing?
Yes.
It's Kubernetes built thing. In as a native thing. Yeah. So people are labeling or tagging
them. Their identifiers, basically.
Identifiers.
That's what it is, yeah.
Okay.
And then if I run this network policy, I'm just going to run it. Mm-hmm. It's been successfully created. Let's verify that the network policy has been created. There you go.
Oh, interesting. Now, does the order of those matter? Did you set a priority such that the Nginx one is on top? How does it reconcile those? Like if default deny were on top?
Yes. So most of the time it's kind of alphabetic. Mm. But then this access Nginx is on top right now. Mm-hmm. So I guess it'll go there first.
I see. Okay. But the union of these is Nginx get access and all else is deny.
Yeah. So primarily, if you think about it, there is a default deny. Even if it goes and applies default deny and then goes to the next one and figures out that, okay, I now have a network policy that suggests that I can go from this label, mm-hmm. pods with this label, to another set of pods with this label. They can talk to each other.
Okay, good. That's good to know. So it's
a union of both.
A smart union. Excellent, excellent.
So I have another shell opened here. You will notice that it's opened up with this specific label. Can't access. So you should not be able to access the pod, the Nginx pod. So I'm just going to do, I will just do the 5 second timeout one, just to ensure.
Yeah, otherwise it'll just keep trying forever.
Keep trying forever.
Yeah, yeah.
So this one timed out, but the one before, that should not time out.
And that's because of the context in which the busy boxes are running.
Yeah. So the busy box in this context, as you can see, is running with the label run access. Mm-hmm. With the label access that by default this policy allows. This policy allows access to reach any pod with label run Nginx. Mm-hmm. So this will allow. So let's go ahead and try it out.
So I can do all of this and set it up.
There you go. Yeah.
And then boom, now it works.
Boom, that works.
It's interesting how fast you didn't have to restart anything. These access rules happen immediately.
Immediately. You can create and delete them on fly. That's the beauty of this. Mm-hmm. And then a word of caution that you want the admin to have access to all of this to do this. Because if everybody were to kind of create and deploy, delete network policies, it would be a mess. Anybody could delete a network policy and then try to access a pod and then reapply it. So you want to have admin use AAD plus RBAC to enable all of this.
So it sounds like you really need to have your security people be very thoughtful about this. At some point, I'm going to draw it all out as a team. We're going to decide what is the minimum access that we need to be successful.
Yes.
Now, you named some tags access. You named some tags default. And I assume that those names are up to us. We can name them however we want.
Yes. It's in the deployer YAML file, so you can define what labels you want. Mm-hmm. You can edit them to whatever names.
Right, you just happen to call one
call it on access. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So then I could go and think about how I decide to deploy my microservices, and I could say, well, the shopping cart has these abilities, and the user profile service has these abilities, and what they're allowed to do.
Yes, exactly. That is what you would do. So the whole idea is basically this network policy allows you to, so say there is a three-tier application.
Okay.
Front end, middle tier, and back end. You don't want the back end pods to talk to any of the other tiers. So you can restrict traffic within that.
Oh, of course. So you don't want the front end, if it becomes compromised, we have to leap over the middle tier and talk to your back end database.
Exactly. Mm. And then there is this scenario, enterprise scenario, that is very common, where you have, especially in dev test, you have a large cluster that an ops team manages and then creates namespaces and gives it to different teams. So now you don't want different teams to, you know, step toe on each other. Mm-hmm. And then what they can do is they can isolate traffic within their namespaces, applying these network policies.
Interesting. Let me ask you this then. What if my Kubernetes cluster is talking to other Azure services? These are really just pod network access
things.
I still have to be smart about my larger software-based networking if I have set up an app service environment somewhere or some software networking with my own VNet.
Yes, yes. At that point, you have restricted traffic to particular pods and namespaces. Mm-hmm. Those pods cannot talk to any. If you've restricted traffic, they cannot talk to outside services. But if you have not, they can, of course, talk. And then you'll have other checks and bounces to do if you want to access services outside of the Kubernetes cluster.
Okay, great. So this is a new tool that's available to me. It's just part of AKS?
It's part of AKS. Out of the box, checkbox in the portal will be available and a flag in the CLI.
Fantastic. One more tool in my toolbox to make sure that my Kubernetes clusters are secure.
Great. Thanks.
Fantastic. I'm learning all about how to isolate pods with network policies in AKS today on Azure Friday.